Check 1 2 1 2, bitch.
What up?
It's episode 305.
305.
Of the most consistent podcast in the A every year.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah. Logical sense. It's your boy Buzz B.
And over here it's your boy JC. No.
And Martin.
What's happening? You and, good over there, bro?
Yeah.
You sure?
And on the side is my boy Edgar. Say hi, Edgar.
Hello, people.
Give me a hell yeah.
I was going to give him a ding. Anyways, WrestleMania weekend as we're recording, but
yeah. Right. And I've been waiting, but baby.
So at this point, if you just hear talking and all of a sudden the podcast just ends, that's just how it's going to be. When it hits four.
We got an hour to talk.
Yeah. It is.
We got an hour. So
beef is beef. Beef, but wrestling is wrestling.
Wrestling is wrestling. Yeah. We have a response.
That we do.
Is it from Aubrey?
No.
Of course not. But Jermaine Cole, round of applause for Jermaine Cole. Let's all clap for Jermaine Cole for keeping the hip hop. He dropped an album, actually, called Might Delete Later. Thoughts?
That was a mixtape.
It's a mixtape.
Whatever the fuck them shits are called now. It's gonna go number one on the chart, so I don't know what we call this shit. What we call them albums, it's a project. That was a shit. A project.
That's what we called them, but I mean, technically, this one's a mixtape. It even
it's an EP.
It's classified as a mixtape.
They called it an EP.
No, I don't know who. EP.
Who the fuck?
That's
said
what
that?
I said.
This is 12 who songs and 43
that's what
minutes.
I said. I saw it online. Oh, this is J. Cole's EP. EP is 12 songs. Well, we just renaming EPs now? Nigga.
I just know this is the first time I can remember Beyonce has dropped.
Oh, yeah, we're going
to
talk to her.
This is basically what hip hop has done to Beyonce.
Little slight note on Beyonce before we get in. It was a great album.
Yeah, it was good. Off of
I have
a listen
lot,
and a half.
I have a lot I want to say, but we don't got time for that because it's beef. Shoot the shots again!
And I've been waiting, baby.
So J. Cole dropped We Might Delete Later. At first, I thought it was going to be The Fall Off. I was shocked because I got the note that said, oh, J. Cole dropped his album. I was like, oh, he dropped The Fall Off? And then it said Might Delete Later, which is based off his... what's it called? His YouTube page and shit like that. And I was like, oh, all right. So, because before it dropped, we all thought there was rumors going around that Drake was going to drop his response.
And then, I said, yeah, that's cool. Because I didn't believe that shit.
I still said Hotline Bling 3 is going
to... I didn't believe it either. I didn't believe it, but then, no, because there was cryptic shit that was going on within the OVO E Streets and shit. Don't ask me how I know. I just know. And I was like, oh, okay, I believe when I see it. And then this shit dropped. So I look at it, I was like, oh, it's a whole project. But I'm like, I'm not going to wait 43 minutes for a response. What's the first song? What's the last song? 7-Minute Drill? That looks like a fucking response. And I press play.
Seriously, I'm going up and down the list like, no.
No, we don't got time.
No, there it is.
And then J. Cole's manager is like, hey, can y'all at least listen to the album first?
No.
No.
That's what we're in right now.
I listened to the album first, but that was because I listened to it at 10 a.m. the next day.
That makes sense.
You know how I do. When Giannis goes to sleep, I go to sleep.
When who goes to sleep? Oh, Giannis.
When Giannis goes to sleep, I go to sleep.
So, you want to play the track?
No, we're going to go through the album first.
Oh, yeah, let's go through that first.
The whole ass album dropped.
Yeah, before that. Yeah, album was good. J. Cole rapped his ass off.
We finally got the drop for the song that we were waiting on, Crocodile Tears.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be on The Fall Off.
Yeah.
But I was kind of shocked it was on here. I was like, really? kind of suits what's going on with WrestleMania. Huh.
Don't you just love when hip hop and wrestling mixed together?
It's one and the same. But.
Yeah. I really wouldn't have minded if this was the opening track. I'm cool with Pricey, but I wouldn't have minded if this was the opening.
Yeah.
I probably would have preferred Crocodile Tears as number one just because it's him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just him.
Yeah.
Having the features on the first track kind of, I don't know, to me, it always feels weird. Gucci
Mane's poetry was interesting.
Yeah. Right.
That was a choice.
I just want to play this just because when the beat drops, that's just when it's like. Anytime J. Cole drops on something and it's an acapella into a beat drop, it's. Mm-hmm.
Or even like without drums.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like that shit just sounds dope as fuck.
This is the only time you don't care about the drums.
Jason. Right.
Yeah.
Give me a hell yeah!
So, let's get to that. Cole was rapping his ass off on this shit.
Yeah.
He was rapping like throughout the album. Like
honestly, top to bottom. Like,
yeah, Ready 24 with Cameron.
That was my shit.
Yeah.
I fucked with that one heavy.
What's it called? HYB with him and Boss and Citra C. He was rapping. Sticks and Stones, he was rapping.
Now we got, wait, here we go. There we go. Beat drop. Now we go into Sticks and Stones. I told you. Nah, because I hit the group chat and I was like, nah, he's.
Yeah, it's funny.
He's rapping on Sticks and Stones.
Yeah.
Specifically, the second verse.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to skip. I'm just skipping past going to the second verse.
I was like, yeah, just get to that second verse, bro. Mm-hmm. They got to hide their face. They was predicting a nigga to fail. Turns out that was not the case. I'm rocking a mask with lots of cash. I look like I robbed a bank. Can't even rob the bank that I use. My money is not with Chase. Foreign deposit safe. I'm writing this shit on a private plane. Sometimes I'll be flying commercial. Still, these niggas. Another E40 mention in this beef. That's the second one in this beef. Shout out to, man.
Shout out to 40 Water.
Damn.
He was spitting.
Seriously.
That, but I have not heard him rap like that. That's like warm up. That's
right. And like, he is been waiting, baby.
So.
And then going from Sticks and Stones into Pie. Yes. Oh my God.
Which is by far one of the best rap tracks this year, by far.
Lyrically, yes.
But Daylight, I was shocked to see Daylight on.
Yeah, when I saw Daylight, I was like, is that the same Daylight that got the tattoos all over his face? Yeah, okay.
Him and F. So!
Solo go crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alchemist produced Sticks and Stones.
Yeah, of course. And then, you know.
And then we get Pie. Then. Daylight actually produced Pie.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Huh.
But he was rapping his ass off out of shit. We're getting that out the way now. Because the last track. 7 minute drill. Which is his official response to OK Lama. You know. And I was just like, okay. Produced by T-Minus. And I saw 7 minute. I just saw 7 minute drum. Thinking you about to go for 7 minutes.
Nope.
Yeah. Like, are you in?
Oh, no. Because I knew. I watched the video when it dropped.
Like, no, but it's just hilarious. Like, you went, nope. And then she sighed.
No.
So, okay, I'm going to get the positives out the way. I'm glad he took it to the booth. I'm glad he didn't go on social media and leave fucking, like, cryptic-ass captions and videos and yell on stage and give TED Talks on stage and shoot at Travis Scott's face and shit.
Motivational speeches, bro. They ain't TED Talks.
Like, call people pussies and, you know, jumping around and shit. Nah, he didn't do all that shit. He just kept it in the booth, and then after that, went Zero Dark 30 on social media, and the next post was his album. Round of applause for J. Cole for that.
Mixtape. Still a mixtape.
Whatever, bro. Oh,
this is just a mixtape.
If this was a mixtape, we'd have been on Dat Piff.
That's not even a thing anymore. You know that, right?
I know.
Okay.
So this is checking. This is a project. You know how I mixtape. Am about this shit.
Anyways.
So what is Daytona then?
It's an album, duh. The fuck?
Anyway, so... anyway. That's the positives. Play the track.
The positive is it's a track. It's a diss track.
No, I said play the track.
Yeah, but you're like, that's the positive. The positive is it's a diss track.
Exactly.
The positive is it's exactly what we wanted.
Exactly.
No. Yes.
And I've been waiting, baby.
He's getting that Kendrick record. What? Yes.
Honestly, the first time I heard this shit, I thought it was produced by Manny Fresh.
Yeah.
Like, it has, like, that old school feel to it. You yep. know what I mean?
Sounds like someone made it in 7 minutes.
I mean, take a
pause.
Oh, shit.
Cole, bring your ass to the stand.
Somebody did this.
He says your first shit was a classic. Your last shit was tragic. Your second one put niggas to sleep, but they gassed it. So, J. Cole, you are the last person to try to tell niggas that your music puts niggas to sleep. And I like you.
But that's why he's also the best person to do that, if you think about it.
Because this experience.
Because this is a mind. Because on the last episode, you asked, what can they say about Kendrick? Right?
And I said, it's not going to work.
No. These are mind games now. Because now they're on an upper echelon. Because the whole Drake situation, we already knew what that was going to be. We called it. It's been 2 weeks since we recorded our last podcast. There's still no response. We knew there wasn't going to be that.
Yep.
But when we said when it was Cole, we were like, give it some time. There's going to be something.
I do remember saying he is a rapper's rapper.
We both said. We
were all in agreement. Something was going to come about.
Uh-huh.
The question was, how was it going to come about? Because none of them give a damn about Billboard. None of them give a damn about anything that's superficial.
Uh-huh.
It's all about respect for them.
Yep.
So, because people have that to say about Cole, if Cole can get them to just even speculate or spark a conversation about that, basically saying, taking a key out of Push's book, saying, well, if you want to drag me to hell, I'm dragging everybody to hell with me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could at least spark the conversation, and people have the conversation about that album, now we've begun the war. That's how you start it. Because you don't win the war just off of one battle track opening up. I saw a lot of people talking about, oh, you're supposed to kill the beast right when you open up. You don't kill it. We already know both their pedigrees. They're fighting for the number one spot. If you're fighting for the number one spot, that means both of you can't be taken down easily. So this wasn't going to end in one battle track.
See, I've been thinking about this line for the past 48 hours. Martin knows.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
It's been pissing me off. Because why the fuck would you say, and I hear you, but no! You don't say that shit. No, it's like, why would you say that? That's so fucking stupid. Because now you just opened yourself up. No, not with that. No, not with Kendrick. No. See, no.
And this is where I didn't mention this at all yesterday when you hit me up this morning, or, you know, when I picked you up, right? Honestly, dog, that's your opinion.
Yeah. We have yet to see like, how this plays out.
Personally, I feel like To Pimp a Butterfly is a great fucking album. But, once again, that's my opinion.
Now, here's how it even fucks up even more. Because his first album was Section 80.
But they're clearly talking about the mainstream.
Yeah. I know they're talking about the mainstream. But it's like, It's like, dude, like, you're setting yourself up. It's like, you set yourself up. Like, it's a, don't get me wrong, it's a good diss, but that line really just irked me. It's like, you should know better than to say that.
He only set himself up if he's not prepared for it. And do you really think Cole is not prepared?
That's the one thing I have to ask you, too.
Do you really think Cole is not prepared?
I feel like he's, like, he,
dark. Do you really think he went in that booth not knowing what he was saying?
Do you?
Bro.
Do you?
So, part of
do
me.
Do you?
No. Just to say that shit?
He knew what the fuck he was doing. Just like Kendrick knew what the fuck he was doing when he said his big meat. He knew what the
fuck. Honestly, you know what you sound like right now? You sound like the fan that watches their team go 3 and out on the first opening drive, and you're like, we're going to lose this fucking game.
No.
You do. Because you're like, oh, I know how this is going to go out. It's like, you don't know how this is going to go out.
Let me just say this. I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong about this. I hope Cole has something for. I hope when Kendrick responds, I hope it's maybe mid that Cole could come back and just crush him. I hope I'm wrong, because what I feel is about to happen, it's not gonna be pretty. It's not a prediction. This is a spoiler.
They're both rappers. Rappers.
Yes. Yes.
They're both rappers. Rappers.
They actually like they live and breathe hip hop. Both of them.
And what I appreciate about Cole doing this is he upped the ante.
He's going to hurt that man's feelings.
That's fine. But what I like about it is he's now pushing the limit, saying, okay, I went on a feature, you went on a feature. So now I dropped the project.
That's true. He did raise the stakes, man.
Okay. I'm letting you know right now. I just feel where this is. Just from the reaction I'm getting, because mainly Drake fans are like jumping for joy. Like, oh my God. That's just.
Okay, take Drake fans out of
listen, it. Listen, yeah, listen, seriously. Especially because he don't even matter right now.
No. But I'm just talking about the reaction that I'm seeing. It just reminds me a little bit of Doppy. And just how everyone's. It's just eerily similar.
But do you think Cole's going to be running behind a big homie?
No, I'm just saying what's going to come. It's not going to be pretty. And feelings are going to be hurt.
Now, see, you say that, right?
I hope I'm wrong.
And you mentioned Duppy. Honestly, this feels and looks like a lot like infrared to me. And I told you that, so that's the reason why you were able to say it before me. However, that's my take, bro. It's just bait. It's to bring you out. It's like, if you really look at it, Kendrick really didn't diss Cole too much. He dropped a line here, a line there.
All he said is like, you niggas are clicking up. Oh, sorry.
No, it's cool.
Oh, you niggas are clicking up, and fuck the big three, it's just big me.
Yeah, that's all that he put at towards Cole, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Cole felt a way about him saying it's big me, so now it's like, okay, wait, hold on, no, I'm the best. I'm going to bring you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
He's doing, hey, look, man, all I'm saying is when it comes to like the disses that we've seen over the years, mm-hmm. he is right on par with where he needs to be. He's doing everything the right way.
He did everything.
Everything.
Everything to a T.
Yeah.
You don't give out too much, mm-hmm. but you let it be perfectly clear. Step on this line, because I'm here. So I'm not going, I'm not backing down. I'm not going anywhere. So direct your attention from him, because he's not going to respond. Let's do it now. So let's go.
So pretty much, Kendrick let off his warning shot, and then Cole let off his warning shot, and Aubrey is just eating popcorn on the sideline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's some whole shit. But that's just what it is now.
Like I said, from the very jump, bro. Basically, since I got on this podcast, Drake is a pop star. He's not, as much as everybody wants to classify him as a rapper because he happens to rap, mm-hmm. he's not a rapper in that sense.
We also came about this years ago when we said he's an actor portraying a rapper.
So yeah.
Kendrick and Cole are rappers.
Yeah.
So let's just... Drake, let's get the J. Cole Kendrick shit out the way. When it comes to Drake now, there has to be no more discussion about putting them up there with the greats. Because what he's doing right now is the most bitch-made shit I have seen. Now, I'm saying this now because Dreamville Fest is tomorrow as we're recording, so he could jump on stage and drop a response. But the shit he is doing right now is some whole ass shit.
Well, it definitely looks bad in the light because now you wait. See, it would be one thing if you waited a couple weeks and then dropped. Then it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's one thing. But you waited a couple weeks. You knew about all of this and it's definitely been pressing you because you went to IG. Then you went on stage and you were putting extra oomph on those lyrics that we know were bothering you. You then turned around and still the funniest shit to me. Still the funniest shit to me. You turn around the Travis Scott shit.
Yeah.
Man, come on. Like, come on, man. You do all that and the person that got the second most jabs dropped an entire project and dropped his response back before you even got to the booth and laid one line down.
But I was on tour. Da, 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 da.
All the while he was planning his whole festival for the weekend.
Yeah.
So you could be on tour. That's fine. I get it. And yes, that takes a lot of energy out of you. Cool. I'm sure planning an entire festival takes a lot of energy out of a person as well.
And to that point, though, I really feel like the whole project was pretty much already done prior to.
And I'll give them that.
It might be just that 7-minute drill that was just added on.
And even
the
way Cole is rapping, he sounds like he doesn't even want to do it. But he knows as an MC. No. Listen, just how he sounds. He, as an MC, he has to respond to this. Like, in a way, this was his going away part. This was his farewell tour with the whole fall off shit.
I read in that too. I read in that. That was bait.
You feel all that's bait.
I read in that as that's smoke and mirrors.
Wait, which part? What are you talking about?
Just the being nonchalant about it.
Oh, the way he performed it, pretty much. Right?
Yeah. I took it as that is kind of like smoke and mirrors, kind of like.
I'm with you on that. Because it's like, when have you ever heard Cole just like really be mellow rapping something vicious?
Especially in the last 4 years when he's been killing everything.
Yeah.
Something on Summer Walker. It don't happen.
Oh, okay, on an R&B record? Oh, okay, cool.
Just saying, you asked.
On an R&B record. I said, I said, when have you seen him sound that mellow on something that he's being vicious with? If you talk about, like, look at the lyrics, bro.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
It's not like no soft shit. Have you ever heard him being mellow with something that's got some angst behind it?
I hear you on that.
And there's just also things I noticed too that were subtle, that were nonverbal. Absol's on this track list.
Mm-hmm.
Absol is a former TDE label mate of Kendrick's who was one of the few that didn't promo his final album.
He did pick him up in interviews, and he was backstage at the concerts.
That's cool.
And he did post on Instagram.
That's cool. But so you know. if there's again, we don't know what happened with that the parting of ways with TDE. Again, I brought that up on the last episode. We still don't know what went on with that, and that could be something that's at play.
It is something that could be at play. I feel like I mentioned it a little bit earlier, I just feel like that like the rest of the album, mixtape, whatever you want to call it, was already done. You know what I mean? Like, that's, it's like at that done. Point, it's like, let's just put this out because I'm rapping my ass off. I'm gonna make sure that song gets out there. You know what I mean?
So, and it's also a play of, you know, choose a side. This is like a way of saying Absol chose a side too.
It could be.
The way it looks from optics.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah.
You know, from the optics. Because, like you said, he probably recorded this shit literally while he was on tour, and that shit was already done, you know? And then the whole, you know, Big Knee shit happened, and then he was just like, okay.
I just, when it comes to rapping of this caliber with these two types of rappers, everything is fair game. So now I'm extra observant with everything now. I'm even observing of where they go to eat now. Oh, like, wait a minute.
Well, wait, hold on. You didn't go to Ruth Chris?
I'm just looking at this when it comes to Kendrick. This is why I hope I'm wrong, but my gut's telling me if he really is the offspring of Machiavelli, we're going to get a second reply, and it's not going to be pretty. And he might just go scorched earth. So, again,
I mean, you might be right.
I hope I'm not.
No. Listen to me. You might be right. But at the same time, who's to say that Cole doesn't come back and do the exact same thing? Because Cole can do the exact same thing. I know what you're saying. Say fuck everybody.
No. He goes at Cole, then he goes at, and he really, and then he'll go at Cole, and then he'll make a beeline on Drake. Like, he'll make a majority of it. He's going to keep the smoke mainly on, he'll get on Cole, and then he'll still double down and say, this is my real target.
And I mean, that's Drake's problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like I said, when we go back to the Drake shit, If he doesn't respond, which we know, which pretty much we're saying this now, all that shit has to go on the question now. We can never, like, as of now, we can't take him ever serious as a, like, one of the top echelon rappers anymore.
That's cool and all, right? Like, not even trying to downplay what you're saying. But realistically, right now, we got to look at what's in front of us, bro. What's in front of us is Cole and Kendrick.
Yeah.
Not Drake. So, I'm saying, don't even bring that shit up because at this point, honestly, I mean, I don't even know why y'all always been talking about dude to be.
Because he's the top. He was one of the big titans, bro.
I think when you do that, though, it's kind of like. It's basically what Martine's saying is for an example, and we don't want to use the example, but when the Lakers got swept last year in the playoffs, and it was Nuggets and Heat, but then for a week up until the finals started, it was strictly talk about the Lakers.
Yeah.
Instead of what should have been about the finals preview.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Focus on what's in front of you. Don't focus on
what happened or what could possibly happen, or you know what I mean.
Because then you're doing hypotheticals at that point.
Extreme hypotheticals at that point.
I get you.
You're Dalsim reaching. You feel me?
I get you. I hear you on all that shit. It's just a discography line that's just so just. My God, that just blew my mind. I really hope you are right, JC. Because the other JC,
how you're feeling? No, bruh.
It's stupid. Like it's just so mind blowing. Like why would you say that?
Because he feels that way. No, because he probably feels that way,
which is nuts. And then he said, "Fuck the Grammys too," and I'm just like, "Bro, why you saying fuck the Grammys for?" I'm like, "What? Kendrick hasn't brought that up." And the only reason why you're saying fuck the Grammys because out of all three of them, he's the one with the least amount.
But he's also the one. But he's also the one to want to make sure. See again.
But he always said he wanted Grammys too.
Sure. But check it out though. But I know where JC's going with this.
I like what he's doing. He's setting up the same way how. And I gotta say this, Busby, because you ended up putting some tweets out there, and you kind of resembled a little Aubrey Angel-ish a little way. He's going for standing for Kendrick.
Uh huh.
Because the same way you were going at the Aubrey Angel, saying don't bring Billboard, don't bring sales into this.
He's talking about discographies now?
No. When this dropped, your response to that was, but he's got the number one song on Billboard.
No, I'm saying not just, it's number one, it's all over the fucking world, it's playing everywhere right now, of everyone just dancing the Kendrick shit, and that's what you respond to. That's what I was getting at. I'm like, you gotta come with something better than that.
Correct, but what I'm saying is, once you bring Billboard into it, now you as somebody that debates, you've now lost that argument to say don't bring Billboard, don't bring anything into it, because that was one of your arguments that then came into
that. But then I mainly focused on the discography.
And then one thing I got to say real quick about that, you said that he's responding to that. No, he's not.
What?
Cole is not responding to that. He's responding to just literally two, three lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's responding. He's like, hold up, you brought me into this. Hold up, let's. You know what I mean?
Let's talk.
Look this way.
Yeah, look at me.
Yeah.
Either way, this is really exciting.
It is.
This is really exciting. And niggas were dissing to Pimp a Butterfly, and everyone was like, I'm so glad everyone's saying, like, Ice was like, I'm so glad everyone's saying they hate that album. Ah!
See, and that's what I was going to say, too, bro, is that, what you call it, yeah, you feel a certain way about that. I feel a certain way, JC feels a certain way about that album, but not everybody is in line with that shit.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's weird. No. I'm just saying it's the most critically acclaimed album, but then on the other side, there's a minority that really hate that shit. And there's people, there's Kendrick fans.
I mean, you
that
can call it minority, honestly. I feel
half
more.
Half.
It's honestly
right down. It's always been down right the middle.
Yeah. No, this is
extremely polarizing.
I've talked to Kendrick fans that hate to Pimp a Butterfly but love Mr. Moran, the Big Steppers.
But see,
that's cool.
But
that's
see, right cool. there, you just said that, though.
That's cool.
That's not even, you're not even talking about fans or non-fans of Kendrick. You just said Kendrick fans.
It's just weird to hate that album. It's just weird, the discourse of it.
But that's why I like what Cole just did.
He opened up a can of worms, bro.
He opened it up, and you just said it on air, where even Kendrick fans are now having a talk about To Pimp a Butterfly. That's something worth having a conversation about. Not about the... if it's good or not, but the fact that Kendrick fans themselves are having a debate about whether Timber Butterfly is good or not. That's something to talk about.
I hear you on that one. I hear you on that one. It's just, to me, when I've listened to Kendrick's music all this time, and I hope I'm wrong, a man who all his albums, he's always eternally had a battle within himself trying to become a better person, and now he gets to unleash all this shit, and it's like, man, you really want to fuck with that? And I'm like, okay, let's see what happens, because when the album dropped, people from TDE were talking shit, Terrence Martin was just like, soft rap, soft ass raps. Punch was just like, LOL, alright. I think Top Dog said something, but it was just like, okay. Again, this is really exciting, this is some wrestling shit. WrestleMania is like in 20 minutes, but this is...
Hey, Reason chimed in, but nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah. the funny thing was, he was like, man, you think it's going to be personal? They going at his squabble, and it's like, fam, you gotta stop because you're too close to both. Like, you signed one, but you're more affiliated with the other. So,
everybody told him to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And even TDE don't like you, bro. So, it's just.
And I like Reason, but wrong person to bring that message.
Speaking of TDE, how was Sir's album?
Amazing. I bought it. Damn. I bought Cole's and I bought Sir's.
I've been trying to get to Sir's, but that Beyonce album has me in a fucking chokehold because I'm trying to dissect it, and it's just, it's really good music. It's an album. It's like an album that's like trying to crack the code, if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, I got through a spin and a half, and then I ended up going back to Future and Metro, and then this shit dropped, and I was like, okay, so now I gotta get prepared for this. And I was like, okay, well, now that I'm finally off that album, let me take advantage after I spun this one time to go play Sir's album.
Shit.
Great album. Hmm. Immediately bought that, and then went back to playing Cole's album two more times.
Yeah, Doja Cat dropped the deluxe of her shit and did more raps.
Yeah, I saw that, so I'll get to that.
That's cool.
In one trimester, it's already surpassed 2023.
Seriously.
Basically, in 1 month, it's already surpassed.
Kendrick shook the table and everything went nuts. Kendrick shook the table and everything just went nuts. he's like, I'm bored. I want to start some shit.
I wasn't even saying Kendrick. It started back when 21 dropped in January.
No, I'm talking about all the drama.
Oh, I mean, drama-wise, yeah, but I'm talking about just musically.
Oh, musically? Oh, yeah, 21 Savage, when that shit dropped.
Yeah. He set the tone.
He did set the tone. That he did.
But the Beyonce album, I did like what I heard.
She went number one, 418K.
Yeah.
Beehive tried to get me up out of here because initially it was like fucking 300 something, and I was just like, well, those ain't Michael numbers. And they're like, shut the fuck up! Fuck you, nigga! I was like, oh shit, I put that shit on mute. I was like,
I did some research and I was like, damn, you was wrong again. I guess they were Michael numbers.
I know, right? So I was about, you think I'm gonna admit that? Hell no! Hell no! I'm still right. You think I'm gonna admit that?
Then he put out the numbers today. I was like, damn, you were right. Those weren't Michael numbers. She did better.
She did better.
Hey.
God damn.
It's just, it gets annoying. My point was, it just gets really annoying because her album, in my opinion, is fucking amazing. And it should be, like, sometimes I just want good music to reflect the sales, because Taylor Swift's gonna drop in a few weeks and it's gonna sell like a whole, it's gonna be mid, but it's gonna sell like great music numbers. And her music is too fucking mid to be selling great music numbers. But it is what it is. I'm still trying to, when I say dissected album, I'm trying to like, have you ever done that before? Like, it does an album that's really intriguing to you and you keep listening to it, trying to figure it out, I guess?
Vince Staples.
Yeah.
Every time it drops.
Ramona Park broke my heart.
Yeah. Mm. Like, you listen to it on repeat that and show. Like,
was great. Even now listening to it still.
Yeah, that's how I was with To Pimp a Butterfly. Great. That's how I was with...
To Pimp a Butterfly.
Mr. Morale, it took me a minute. And I remember exactly where I was when it finally... Like, I had my euphoria. What was it? Like, Epiphany. Had my epiphany moment. I was like, what is this? I was on BART. I was about to get on the BART train, and when it got to Die Hard, and I heard the hook, I was like, oh, I get it!
it clicked for me like a year and a half later. And then I put the Tony Soprano video up.
Oh, yeah! I'll choose me, I'm sorry. I get it!
I'm a killer, he's a killer, she's a killer, bitch.
First time I fucked a wife. What about you? What albums did that for you, Martin? Like, would you just listen to it until, like,
so I mean, definitely To Pimp a Butterfly, for sure. Like, that shit was, like, as good as it was on first listen for me, it still took me a while to, like, really, truly understand what was going on. Like, that was probably, like, the one. Beyond that, I mean, I don't know. I just take them all at face value for the most part, so.
What about you, Edgar? What albums? What have you ever, like, listened to an album and it, like, intrigued you and you just kept listening to it just trying to, like, figure out how it clicks and shit?
Nah, the only time I had that feeling was with that Nope trailer. Like, I was just obsessed with trying to
figure out what it's meaning. Everybody say yeah!
Like, for some reason, I was just obsessed with trying to figure out what it was all about.
I'm trying to think what other albums since To Pimp a Butterfly. They've all been majority been West Coast albums.
I was gonna say Damn, but no, yeah. I was gonna say Good Kid, Mad City. But,
Damn was another good one.
But Good Kid, Mad City, it literally held your hand throughout the entire album. You could really listen to that, like, probably 3 or 4 times to figure out the story.
Well, because Good Kid, Mad City literally played out like Menace to Society.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except there was a good happy ending.
Yeah.
That part. Yeah.
It was kind of like Boys in the Hood and Menace to Society rolled into one.
My Crazy Life was like that too.
Yes.
It was like concept album. Because it was a story.
No. That's not the reason why I gave that reaction. I was like, for you, wouldn't it have been fucking Blank Face?
How was that like?
Because it didn't click right away. You literally was listening to that shit like a whole month straight.
No, it didn't intrigue me. It didn't intrigue me. I just kept revisiting it randomly, and then it just grew over time.
Nah, that's different.
But when an album I know is good, like I know I hear something, like I'm just trying to like the fucking Minority Report, just trying to
try to put the pieces to the
puzzle. That's how Beyonce's out. It feels very cinematic, and that's why I wish she really dropped the visual for it, because it would have helped make sense. But it's like I'm obsessing over it, and there's certain tracks I like, and then I'd be conflicted about it. I was like, why is this here? There's this here, that here. It's like, what are you doing to me? And then just for that, it's like, okay, this is, I'm gonna keep coming back to you yeehaw motherfucker.
I mean, the track's not for me, but I really respect the fact that she said she was gonna beat Jolene's ass.
She achieved what Justin Timberlake couldn't achieve on Man in the Woods.
Yeah.
She literally combined country and her sound, and it blended well.
Yeah.
She did what Justin Timberlake couldn't do.
Right.
So, that's that.
She had a gangster party with Miley Cyrus.
that shit was fire. That track was fire.
Yeah, Two Most Wanted. That was a great track.
What's it called?
And then after that, surprisingly, I want to hear more collaborations with her and Post Malone.
Yeah.
Levi's Jeans was amazing.
Huh. Yeah, I saw that. When I saw it, I was like, what the fuck? And then there was another track on here that was pretty good.
The Tyrant track is definitely the...
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be... That's gonna be got that dope.
Martin, that one's going to be the one at the hoedowns. That one's going to be... Man.
The hoedowns.
Listen to this shit.
Dude.
I'm sorry.
Listen to this beat, nigga. This is when the beat drops.
That's what they say at the hoedowns, too.
Yep.
Listen to this beat, nigga.
God.
Say it's the beat about to drop right here. Come on. Uh-oh.
Woo-wee!
That's gonna be mean on the line.
He ain't got that dope.
That was a perfect spot for that tag. Like, seriously.
Bro, you'll never guess who's on that Twitter.
Who?
Dolly Parton.
No shit.
She's on the very beginning.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
She's on, Willie Nelson's on the shit, too.
Yeah, Willie Nelson's on.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, he just does the interludes and shit like that. And she put, like, she got, like, black country singers on this shit, too. With, what's her name? Tanner Adler, Brittany Splinter and shit like that.
Shaboozy.
Spencer, yeah. I'm saying, like, this album has me in a fucking chokehold. I keep returning to it. I never thought a country album would do that.
I did, again, from the spin and a half I gave it, I liked it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Obviously, it's not enough time to live with it, but
I'm living with
it. I liked it.
And then, based off of what you forced me to listen to, it doesn't sound like your typical like country album.
It really is
like,
not.
So,
but the first half, for you
to be like a country album,
that's why I hate calling it. Because she said it's not a Beyonce, it's not a country album. It's a Beyonce album. That's what she said.
That sounds legit.
When you listen to the first track or like the first half, I guess it's pretty country. It has country sounds, country elements.
Oh, no, I'm sure it does.
And then there's like a rap song on there. That's what I'm trying to figure out. But it's... Oh, man. It's a great album, man. But she, man, she... People say, this might be her chance to win Album of the Year. But Taylor Swift is dropping. And Bruno Mars might be coming this year. I have a feeling Bruno Mars is coming.
future Metro.
I'm talking about the streets. We got 10 minutes.
They dropped the trailer for We Still Don't Trust You.
Still Don't Trust You.
And it's not no remix album.
No.
Nope.
No.
It's not a deluxe.
Okay, so somebody put this out in the universe. Gotta ask, because I don't know. And the way 2024 is shaping up, you gotta ask. Do you think it might be some WWE shit? Where the people that they was going at on the first one get to then talk they shit on this one.
That'd be hilarious. Like Drake and everyone just pops up. Oh, that was just playing.
And the only reason I bring that up is because Metro already went back on Twitter and was cleaning up some of them.
But then he specified exactly
which ones were.
Yeah, and he said, I'm still cool with 21 Savage, you know.
Right.
But we gonna see. It'll be, I mean, 21 Savage still gotta pick a side.
Now, I highly doubt that it's gonna be to that extreme, because they clearly drew their lines in the sand.
Right.
And the way they're talking about it, there's still more left.
Yeah.
There's still more left. Like,
I mean, dog, you think you're gonna get all out on one shot? Like...
Seriously? I mean, Push has been playing peekaboo lately. He did a freestyle on the Red Bull fucking
and that shit was hard, too. He was rapping.
He commented on the whole situation, say Drake didn't even get a pinky toe on me.
Pinky nail.
Pinky nail, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening. Everybody, stay calm.
What's the procedure? Because Drake, you gotta remember, Drake was still sending shots at him all year last year. So
yeah.
What if Surgical Summer continues?
I was saying, man, there's still layers.
Yeah. I was listening to the story.
It's
about
gonna be interesting.
Yes, it will.
Oh,
be.
And then Kanye threw himself into the mix.
Everyone's like, shut up!
Somebody did this.
Like, y'all
this
know.
Motherfucker said he watched Kendrick. I was like, bro, what are you on?
He's talking about, what's it called?
I know, No Parties in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't watched No Parties in L.A.
Then he said he watched Drake at the...
The Free Louvre.
He did on that one. He did.
But he did not say that he did anything to Cole.
Yeah, he sure did.
Because Cole been taxing that ass pause on a few of them records that he was on.
He was only on one record with Kanye.
No, did he?
Yeah.
It's funny. Ever since we came back, we have let to acknowledge what happened with Diddy. If you know, you know.
Because that nigga did that shit.
He did that shit. You did that shit?
You know who won the month of March?
What?
Tupac.
Yeah, all his ops got locked up. All his ops.
I played Don Culuminati just in memory. Everything came to fruition in that damn album.
It was funny. Me and Lamar were talking about Pac shit, and we were saying how he loves Me Against the World. And then I was like, yeah, I love Machiavelli. He was like, oh, yeah, because All Eyes on Me is overrated. I was like, ooh, don't tell JC that.
I was like, man.
I was like, dude, don't tell JC that. Oh, my God.
That made the hairs on the back of my neck stand up, bro. You full of shit for that one.
It was opinion, right?
Don't talk about the gangsta party.
I know, but still.
No, it's opinion, right?
Yeah.
Don't talk about the gangsta party.
His opinion is wrong.
Oh, it's wrong now, huh?
Hey, you never said that. You should have. That was your fault. How you say that was a choice? Come on, don't put your failures on me, bro.
Put your failures on me. So WrestleMania's coming. Are you excited, JC?
Oh yeah. Before we came on air, we saw one of the promos for the Usos. And I was just sitting there watching, I go, man, what a time. I get to watch Rikishi's boys go at it with my boy.
Shit.
And that's the perfect summary for WrestleMania 40.
Dude, Rock showed up at WrestleMania. What was WrestleMania 30? 10 years ago, he showed up there. And now he's wrestling.
Yeah.
And he's in Philadelphia, which was at WrestleMania 15 when he went against Austin. And he's wrestling again. That's fucking wild to me. That's fucking wild. Wow!
Everything comes full circle.
Yep.
Well, he does, man. I hope he don't get injured.
Don't he got football going on, too?
Yeah, the UFL happened in the same day. That boy busy.
They were playing earlier.
That boy busy, man. You got a whole ass CM Punk right here. that's wrestling talk. Like I could go really in depth with that, but we don't.
Hey, was it the last episode when I said the Lakers were a clothing line again?
I don't know if it was the last one or the one before that.
Anyways,
it was recently.
Anyways,
though.
Lakers to the ship.
Yeah.
Now the 8th seed now?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, we're back in the 8th now.
Oh, you know, we're back in the 8th, but I'm saying we're going to the chip.
Yeah, Lakers to the chip.
We'll be out there.
Yeah.
That finals, that's us.
Yeah,
that's us.
That's us right there.
Run the tables right there.
So I love how the throughout the season, the shit just evolves. It goes from...
Here we go.
It goes, here we go. No, I don't know that team. Oh, that's that closing line? Shit. Yep, we're going to the chip.
Yep.
And all the while, I've been calling them bums. Yeah. Like, literally.
You're a bum. Oh, man. Any last words?
I ain't dying. What the fuck?
No. No, 5 minutes.
I ain't dying.
Well, we'll be waiting, Kendrick, because now he's on the clock, and he said his name. He said Candyman's name 5 times. So... we're going to see.
I thought it was only supposed to be 3.
It's 5.
It's 5?
Yeah. Oh. 3 is Bloody Mary.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
So Tupac got it wrong then.
What do you mean?
Because he said in the Troublesome 96, he said, say my name 3 times like Candyman.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty sure that was Candyman. No, it was 3 times.
Is it 5 times, Edgar?
What?
Candyman? Say his name 5 times.
That was 3, wasn't it?
See?
Yeah.
Well, 5 times.
Pretty sure it's 3.
Let's research. We got time.
we got about 5 minutes or so.
If you're wrong, then all your opinions are wrong.
Siri, how many times do you have to say Candyman for him to appear? In the legend, if one looks in the mirror and says Candyman's name 5 times.
5 times.
He will appear.
5 times.
5 times. 5 times.
I knew I'd get him right there.
Anyway, this is episode 305. It was a short one, but short and sweet. Talked about the beef. Oh, that rhymed. Episode 305.
Yeah, we got straight to the point.
Yeah, I know, right?
So happens when niggas rap.
Yeah! That was like Kendrick's verse, and that was like J. Cole's verse, except that fucking doo-doo head in Toronto. It's episode 305.
His ass up.
305 is the most consistent podcast in the area.
Give me a hell, yeah.
As I said, you can always follow me, Mr. Buzz B, on Twitter. Me on Twitter. Or X. Fucking nigga,
it's
call it.
Twitter
at Mr. Busby. It's always O-8. Follow us on the X or the Twitter on Theological SP. You can always follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense, and of course on that Facebook.
And on all social media, you can follow me at JC No
Honey.
I just be posting.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, right. We're going into the hot season.
Hot.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, you mean that type of hot? Oh, no.
What?
I thought you meant like the weather hot?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, fuck that.
The fuck you mean?
I hate hot. I love it.
Yeah, it's time to go outside.
Seriously. I mean, I've been outside.
In the rain.
In the rain, yes. Dancing in it. For Lil Saint.
My God, stop.
YouTube, Martin, plug your shit, your music.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on all social medias at McFly408.
Hey, McFly!
MACFLY 408. And my new shit is doing numbers, man. Shout out to Larry June for Nah, seriously though. This shit, like, honestly, I looked it up on fucking Spotify for artists, whatever, right? Dog, tell me why this shit got basically double of my next song over the last month. And it's only been out for a week. It's called Feeling It, by the way.
Nice.
Shit is dope as fuck. I was like, wow, that's fucking dope. I like this. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should put out some more.
Straight
420.
Good job, Martin.
Straight and to the point. It's WrestleMania, baby. You got any last words, Edgar?
Ah, happy WrestleMania weekend.
Homecoming. Wrestling homecoming.
Yeah. We out, bitch.
Peace.
Peace.